I'd like now to welcome Peter Grendel. He is the manager at The Screen, which is the fabulous movie theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, where he's also on faculty. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good, you too.
So The Screen is the latest member of the community in New Mexico to have high-definition movies.
Yes.
What? This is something, I mean, the Lensic is doing them. There's now a theater in Taos, the Santa Fe University at The Screen in Albuquerque. What does it take to have a movie theater that has the technical capacity to put high-definition films on the screen?
Well, it's a lot. You kind of have to start from ground zero because we're such a, especially if you go into the independent theater, underground theater kind of world, we're all run. I mean, my boss is Brent Cleaver, who's kind of Santa Fe's stickler for 35mm film, you know,
and he's
kind of
so fabulous.
Famous for this. Right. And he's been on here before, and everybody really knows him as a purist to the fullest extent, as in high definition should go in the trash and 35mm should be brought up to be the best way to watch a film.
He doesn't believe in high definition?
Well, here, it gets more complicated.
Okay.
So this is where we came from, and I specifically started working at The Screen for that very reason, because this was my geek out was, you know, 35mm film and film prints and the pristine classic, you know, flicker on the screen, all that good stuff that we associate films with. And it's come to be that high-definition video has come to a point where a person like Brent or I, before we became indoctrinated with the whole process, thought of video as kind of this a medium that underperforms when compared to 35mm. So we constantly kind of shrugged it off, and it came to be that high-definition was actually prettier than ever before in the past couple of years, more affordable than ever before, more standardized. A lot of distributors started exhibiting only primarily on Blu-ray video, which looks stellar. And it wasn't until I truly watched a Blu-ray in the theater on our new high-definition projector with our new surround sound system that reads digital signals that I really truly saw that high-definition was a medium unto itself, that is not 35mm, but is finally comparable. We've come a long way since the days of Laserdisc and VHS. And I guess it took Brent and I seeing the technological upgrades that video had put into place for us to finally be convinced that it was worthy, so to speak, for our higher standards, you know. So that's how it started. It was really a lot of other people forcing us and saying, hey guys, video is pretty cool. Let's get with it. Let's sign to the times, you know. And we finally decided if we are going to be an important, prominent theater, high definition is something we have to be able to offer to Santa Fe. Because in the end, if we want to be an important theater and truly show them the best of what's out there, then high definition has now come to a point where it looks great and people can't tell the difference, and B, I don't feel bad showing it to them because I truly feel it is a great way to actually watch a film in a theater.
It's not the same as 35mm. It has a different feel, mm-hmm. but it's just a great visual experience. What about the audio? If somebody says, okay, we're going to do a high-definition opera, what kind of speakers and all that do you have to have in place?
This is the upgrade I'm speaking of. So we had a truly analog system because of the way we'd set up our theater. You know, it was built to do 35mm film on an optical soundtrack and everything the way it should be for a 35mm projector. And our booth was set up like that and everything. So what it really takes is you to take all this old analog stuff and make it digital. It's kind of the equivalent of taking your record collection, your vinyl collection, and putting it onto your iPod, right? And you'll notice the iPod sounds different. Not better, not worse, but different, you know? The pops are gone, but it's replaced by a clarity that you've never really heard before. And that was the biggest challenge.
Depending on how good your compression is.
Yes, right, correct. I mean, and I'm a guy, I've done it. I've transferred my vinyl to my iPhone for sure, you know. So the real challenge is making sure you now have speakers and a sound system and all the conversion that you need to turn all your analog equipment into digital equipment. So it was a huge upgrade. It took us about 3 years, and quite honestly, we couldn't have done it without the Santa Fe University's support as well. They're as much a part of this as anyone else, for sure.
Now, you were able to, and you do, have operas, and this is probably the most opera-crazy per capita town in the United States of America.
Indeed.
And that was an overnight success.
Yeah. It's really been truly phenomenal for us. And once we had this system going, we finally said, okay, so yeah, we can play great Blu-ray films and great HD films. But what else, you know? And we started getting all these emails and offers from all kinds of companies, and we finally settled on the best, in our opinion, which is Emerging Pictures. And what they do is send camera crews throughout the globe to capture the best in operas, the best in ballets, the best in plays from all over the world. You know, we're talking William Shakespeare's Globe Theater. We're talking Teatro alla Scala in Italy, the Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow, and do their best to make the very best filmed performance here in high definition and transport it to our hard drive at the screen so we can show it the way it was supposed to be seen, you know, at least the best possible way without actually having to fly there, you know, for a $20 ticket versus a huge plane fee. I'll go to the screen, you know.
Well, there is also this question of, I mean, it is a different medium. So when you have a close-up on an opera singer's face, you never get that when you're even sitting in the first few rows of the theater. Mm-hmm. And I find myself wondering if directors are directing differently because it's being filmed in HD than they were directing for a sit-down audience in a theater only.
Indeed. And in fact, some of these operas and ballets are actually, the ones that we film, are specifically meant for that purpose alone, as in they'll up the makeup on the actors' faces for the videotaped
right.
performances, you know, and these types of things. But it's really, I was actually talking to Craig Smith when we did our Aida premiere about this, and it's not opera because you're not sitting in the actual seats themselves and watching a stage. Well, it's not a movie because no one meant it to be a film, and it's not quite edited, and there's no music thrown down. What it is a filmed opera, which is a new medium unto itself, and like you're saying, all these theaters are booting up because HD's finally gotten to the point where it's, well, it's good. It's finally good and really viewable. And Craig Smith and I were saying it's filmed opera, as in it's a new medium unto itself that we're just discovering. And you'll find some people, and I'm watching our audience notice these things too. You can really see the trademarks of the television director, you know, the person who picks from camera A to camera C to camera D, you know, and picks the close-ups, picks these wide shots, because it's so apparent, so noticeable, because you're supposed to be watching a stage, that it's truly becoming a director's medium. In a way, because they're truly showing you what they think needs to be seen, your close-ups, you know, your wide shots and whatnot. And you'll watch a show like Romeo and Juliet from the Globe, which we did a couple weeks back. There will be slow motion shots and things, effects added on that either enhance or detract, whoever you are. And then there's stuff like Aida, which is straight up a camera. There you are. Maybe you get a close-up, maybe you don't, you know, and it's straight up, that's Aida. That's all you get, you know.
And I'm sure we're coming up on the time where the opera is taken out of the theater and is on a soundstage somewhere, mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. is more like a movie.
Exactly.
I don't think we've gotten there yet, have
well,
we?
Well, we did, actually. Rigoletto in Mantua was actually shot on the streets of Mantua itself. And the performers performed to a click track in their headsets. And
wow.
The actual audience was in front of the orchestra in a videotaped live feed of the actual opera itself, and it's certainly different. And then you have all kinds of compositions with lighting and things you can add, and then you're getting a true filmed opera on location.
Peter Grendel is the manager at The Screen, which is the movie theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. He's also on faculty there. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And people can check out The Screen at thescreensf.com. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.